Brothers and sisters, shalom.
弟兄姐妹平安。
For some strange reason, this is the third time I'm here this month.
因着一些奇怪的原因，这个月我今天是第三次来到我们中间。
I'm honored to be here.
我很喜欢来到这里。
When TC asked me, he said that we always feel comfortable to ask you. You know, we know that we're good friends.
当 TC 跟我说我每次邀请你，我都觉得很自在，因为我知道我们是好朋友。
And I know that you will not be tired of me.
我知道你不会厌烦我的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we come before you today.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前。
May you come among us and be glorified and highly lifted up.
愿你也在我们当中，让我们能够高举你，荣耀你的名。
I pray for myself and my dear sister Fanan as we preach and interpret that will be your mouthpiece to share your word.
我为我自己也为芬兰姐妹来祷告，当我们今天要传递你的信息的时候，愿意我们能够把你的信息清楚地传递出来。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to continue our Come Worship Preaching Series number 4.
今天我们要继续期来敬拜这个系列的第四讲。
And the topic we are going to have today is seek God's mercy.
今天的主题是仰望神的怜悯。
There are three main questions we are going to answer today.
今天我们要来回答三个主要的问题。
And those questions are helpful help us to know how to worship God better.
这三个问题呢，是可以来帮助我们知道怎么样更好的来敬拜神。
The first question is, why does the psalmist look up?
第一个问题是，什么是诗人仰望的原因？
And the second question we're going to answer is, who does the psalmist look up?
第二个问题是，谁是诗人仰望的对象？
And last and not least, what is the psalmist's attitude in looking up?
最后一个但不是最不重要的是，诗人。
What is the psalmist's attitude in looking up?
什么是诗人仰望的态度？
And it's important for us to know the background of this wonderful psalm.
我们要来明白这一个美好的诗篇很重要，要先来明白今天的经文背景。
Psalm 123 is a psalm of ascent.
诗篇123篇是一首上行诗。
Three times a year, in the olden time, in the ancient time, the people of Israel would go up to Jerusalem to worship God.
在古时，以色列的成人一年三次，他们要到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
And scholars told us that there are 15 psalms of ascent that the pilgrims would use on the way to Jerusalem.
学者告诉我们，有15首诗歌是这一些朝圣者在路上会吟诵的诗。
And Psalm 123 belong to the second group of the psalms of ascent.
诗篇123篇是属于第二组的上行诗。
There are 15 psalms of ascent.
总共有15首上行诗。
The first 12 psalms.
前面12首。
You can group them in groups of three.
你可以把他们三首弄成一组。
And the first psalm of the group always talk about trouble.
每一组的第一首诗歌都是在谈到患难。
And then the second in the group will talk about trust.
那一组的第二首诗歌通常都在讲到信靠。
And then the third in the group we talk about triumph.
而第三首诗歌就会谈到得胜。
I call it the three T's.
我把它称为三个 T.
Trouble.
患难。
Trust.
信靠。
And triumph.
得胜。
And Psalm 123 has only 4 verses.
诗篇123篇只有四节而已。
But they are very good 4 verses.
但是他们是非常好的四节经文。
Martin Luther comments about the psalm.
马丁路德谈论到这一首诗篇的时候，
although it is short,
他说虽然这首诗篇短小，
but the content is sincere.
但是它的内容是非常恳切的。
Therefore, it's not necessary to express something important with many words.
所以我们可以知道，重要的事情不需要多言多语的来谈论。
Think about in the family relationship.
我也想到家庭里面的关系。
To have a good relationship is very simple.
那我们要有好的关系是很容易的。
They come in three words, usually.
用三个字可以来形容。
You know what help husband and wife?
你知道可以帮助丈夫跟妻子的是什么吗？
Three small words.
三个简单的字。
Last week I passed my 30th anniversary, wedding anniversary.
昨天？
No, last week.
上个礼拜我刚度过我第38周年的结婚纪念日。
The secret of a good relationship is always three little words.
美好婚姻的秘诀就是在于三个字。
You may think it's I love you.
你可能会想要说是我爱你。
After 30 years, I think the three magical words.
38年之后呢，我发现有三个字。
I am sorry.
是对不起。
Amen. Husband and wife.And between parents and children,
在父母跟子女的关系中
，the three magical words,
三个魔术语，三个字的魔术语。
It always works.
它都是有用的。
I miss you.
就是我想你。
Try on children sincere. I miss you.
你试试看这些字用在你的孩子身上。
And I realized that you don't have to say a lot. Sometimes.Concise is very special.
我后来发现说，我们其实很多时候不需要说很多话，精简的字很有效的。
Psalm 123 is short but it's special.
123篇是一篇很短的诗篇，但是很重要。
It's a psalm of prayer as well as a psalm of lament.
它是一首求告诗，也是一首哀歌。
The structure of Psalm 123 is very special.
这首诗篇的结构很特别。
The first word is the target of looking up.
第一节讲到仰望的对象。
It's talking about who are we looking up to.
这里讲到说谁是我们仰望的对象。
And verse 2 to verse 3, the first part, the attitude in looking up.
第二节到第三节讲到仰望的态度。
And then the second part, verse 3 to verse 4, the reason for looking up.
第三节到第四节讲到仰望的原因。
Okay, let's go into the content.
让我们一起来看内容。
And answer the first question.
来回答第一个问题。
Why does the psalmist look up?
什么是诗人仰望的原因？
And the psalm told us the reason is he needs mercy in the midst of contempt and ridicule.
诗人告诉我们仰望的原因是在被藐视还有讥笑的时候求怜悯。
Verses 3 to 4.
第三节到第四节。
Have mercy on us, Lord.Have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud.
耶和华啊，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，因为我们被藐视，一到极处。我们被那些安逸人的讥笑和骄傲人的藐视，一到极处。
Sometimes we don't feel like coming to worship.
有时候我们觉得不想要来敬拜。
And the reason is.Sometimes I don't feel good.
原因是有时候我感觉的不太好。
I'm not in the right mood.
我的心情不太好。
I'm upset by what people say.
我对人家对我说的话感到不舒服。
I have problem with the way how they treat me.
我觉得他们对待我的态度我不喜欢。
Especially when they treat me with contempt and ridicule.
特别是他们用藐视还有讥笑这样来对待我。
The meaning of contempt is we show disrespect and people look down on us.
藐视的意思就是轻看或是鄙视。
Disrespect is different from disagreement.
轻看跟意见不合是不同的。
We can strongly disagree and still treat people with respect.
我们可以跟人有很强的不同意见，但是我们要尊重他人。
We can disrespect people in the way how we talk to people.
我们可以用我们跟人家讲话的态度来表示我们对人的轻视
，or refuse to talk to them，
或是我们甚至不跟人家讲话。
Sometimes even the body language，
有时候是我们肢体语言。
Sometimes the contempt of respect and looking down hurt us. Contempt hurt us.
有时候人家的轻视会伤害到我们。
We feel being disrespected and the way being looked down.
我们感到被轻视、被鄙视。
And worse when we feel that of being ridiculed.
再来就是我们感觉到被讥笑。
The meaning of ridicule is people make fun of us.
讥笑的意思就是被讽刺。
We feel being roast.
我们被嘲笑。
We don't feel good.
我们感觉很不好。
And the source of contempt and ridicule is people.
而 藐视和讥笑的人。
They are the proud and the arrogant.
他们是安逸人和骄傲人。
And to be worse, it's not just temporary. In the short psalm, it talks about endures low end.
最惨的是这些事情并不是暂时的，在诗篇里面这里讲到说到了极处。
The Hebrew psalm is very special. It emphasized by repeating.
希伯来的诗篇很特别，他们常用一些重复的字眼。
Endures low end occurred twice.
在这首诗篇里面，已到极处这句话出现了两次。
What's the meaning of endure no end?
到了极处的意思是什么呢？
It's not about the time.
那不是讲时间而已。
The Hebrew word carried the meaning of being saturated.
希伯来文的这个字呢，它的意思是讲到说已经到达饱和或是浸透了。
So NASB translated it as we are greatly filled.
而在英文 里面有被翻译成说吃得饱饱的。
When your children give you a signal,
当你的孩子给你一个记号。
The three little words.
三个字。
You better be careful.
你就要小心了。
Mom and Dad, I have enough.
爸爸妈妈，我收够了。
That's what the meaning of greatly filled, saturated.
这个就是那个到达饱和或是吃饱了的意思。
But in this kind of situation, the psalmist look up to God and seek God's mercy.
但在这种处境里面，诗人他来仰望神。
Very interestingly, the word mercy repeat three times.
有意思是这段诗篇里面讲到怜悯，提到了三次。
You know, when you're greatly filled, when you're saturated,
当你真的是到达饱和了，吃得很饱的时候，
what you need is mercy three times.
你所需要是三次神的怜悯。
What's the meaning of mercy? It means grace, kindness, and favor.
怜悯的意思是什么呢？就是施恩连续。
Are you the victim of being critical by other people?
你是常常被人家批评的受害者吗？
People point your fingers.
人把指头指向你。
It's not easy.
这不容易的。
Have you ever heard of a story about the father and the son and the donkey?
你有没有听过一个故事是关于一个父亲还有一个孩子还有一只驴？
And there's a moral about the story.
这一个故事里面有讲到一些道德问题。
The father and the son took the donkey to the market to sell it.
一个父亲跟一个孩子要带着一只驴去市场卖。
And they walk on the way, donkey beside.
他们走在驴的旁边。
And people said, "Oh, these people are stupid. Who would walk with a donkey with nobody sitting on it?"
人们看了就笑他们说，你们真是奇怪，有人跟着驴一起走，竟然不是坐在他骑在他的上面。
So what did they do?
所以这对父子怎么做呢？
The father sit on the donkey.
然后父亲就坐上了驴了。
Has the problem stopped?
这个问题解决了吗？
And then people said, look at this father, the poor son, with his short legs, walking beside the donkey.
然后人们看了就开始嘲笑说，看看这个父亲，这个可怜的孩子脚那么短，还走在驴的旁边。
So what did they do?
那他们又接着怎么做呢？
The son hopped on the donkey and the father walked on the side.
然后这个孩子骑上了驴了，父亲下来走路了。
And what did people say?
然后人们又怎么说呢？
Look at this son, the old father, so miserable walking and he's so young and he's sitting on the donkey.
人们又说，看看这个孩子，他的父亲那么老却在那里走路，这个年轻人却骑在驴上。
What did they do?
他们又怎么做了？
So both of them sit on the donkey, sat on the donkey.
现在父子都坐在驴上面了。
Had the problem solved?
问题解决了吗？
And people said, oh, look at these people, they're so cruel, this poor little donkey, two people sitting on them.
然后人们又说，看看这对父子多么残忍，这只小小的驴竟然骑上了两个人。
So what did they do?
那他们最后怎么做呢？
This poor donkey, so they decide to hop off the donkey and they carry the donkey.
然后他们决定跳下来，然后结果他们是抬着这个驴。
And they were walking across the river, and some people said something, and the donkey was scared, and then the donkey ended up being in the river.
然后他们在过河的时候，人们又说话了，结果这只驴很害怕，结果失去了平衡，就掉到水里面去了。
I've married for 30 years.
我结婚38年了。
And I've been, I have been in ministry for 40 years.
我侍奉主已经有40年了。
And then I realized, people ridicule is very powerful.
然后我发现人们的嘲笑是很有那个影响是很大的。
Many people don't like to serve because they don't like to be criticized, right?
有人不想要侍奉是因为他们不想要被人批评。
But when you face ridicule and contempt, what do you do?
当你面对嘲笑或讽刺，你怎么做呢？
We need to cry out God for mercy.
我们需要向神呼求，来求怜悯。
And sometimes we don't just look at other people in the way how the world look at people. We don't look at people like the world look at people.
有时候我们看人不像神看人一样。
Have you heard about the story of Hodges' fine coat?
你有没有听过这个故事叫做朱哈的衬衣？
It's about a person from Turkey.
这是讲到一个在土耳其的人。
He was known to be a preacher.
他是一个很有名的传道人。
He was very well respected.
他很受尊重。
And he was invited to go to a wealthy person banquet.
然后他被一个富有的人邀请到一个晚宴去。
And then he was working hard in the garden.
那一天他在花园里面工作。
And he was getting dirty.
然后做的整个身体都很脏。
He forgot about the time.
然后他忘了时间了。
And then he has to go to this banquet.
他忘了他要去那个晚宴。
He had to make a hard choice.
等到他知道他时间到了，他要做一个困难的决定。
Is it more important to be on time, or is it important to appear in a nice way?
是准时到比较重要呢，还是我要穿得很好看到比较重要呢？
So he make a choice. Being on time is important.
所以他做了一个决定，他觉得准时到更重要。
So he arrived at the banquet.
那所以他到了那个晚宴。
People didn't recognize him.
人们认不出他来。
The servants ignore him.
那个仆人都不理他。
And the guests just turn their heads away and don't recognize him.
那些客人都转向别的地方，不认得他。
When he was waiting for food, people just ignore him.
当他在等待食物的时候，没有人理他。
And he said, "What happened?"
他说发生什么事了
？And let me go home and change.
然后他就决定回家。
He put on his most beautiful clothes, and then he go to the church. Go to the banquet.
然后他回家换了最漂亮的衣服，最好的衣服，然后再去到那个晚宴。
And the servants greeted him.
然后仆人看到他就跟他问好。
And the guest there came to talk to him.
然后很多客人都来跟他交谈。
And people brought him food without him asking.
然后他都没有问，人家就把食物送到他面前。
And suddenly the people realized he was doing something.
然后突然人们发现他在做一件事。
He was saying something.
他在说一些话。
He was eating, but he was not using his mouth.
他在吃，可是他并没有用他自己的嘴。
And people heard him say, "Eat, cold, eat."
然后人们都听到他在说衣服吃衣服吃。
He was putting the food in his coat pocket.
他把那些食物塞在他衣服的口袋里。
And then people ask him, "What are you doing?"
然后人们就问他说你在做什么？
Because when I didn't have good clothes, people just ignore me.
他说当我没有穿很好的衣服来的时候，大家都不理我。
But when I am in good clothes, people ask me to eat and treat me well.
可是当我穿得很好的时候，大家就请我用餐，然后跟我问好。
So people respected my coat, not me. So eat, cold, eat.
所以大家尊重的是我的这件好衣服，不是我。
You may wonder why I say something like this.
你可能奇怪我为什么讲这个故事。
You know, one time I was in church.
因为有一次我在教会里。
Do you realize every time I come here, I always put on my tie and my suit? Is it a good thing?
你们发现每一次我来到教会，我都是穿着我的领带，还有我的西装外套。
I had never preached on a Sunday without my suit on.
我从来没有在主日讲道的时候没有穿着我的。
Except when I was in Africa, it was too hot. I cannot do that.
除了我在非洲的时候，实在是太热了，所以我没有穿西装。
You know, one time I was in the church. I saw somebody coming to church.
有一次我在一个教会，我看到一个人来到教会。
Without any shirt on, and then shorts and slippers.
他是穿着短裤还有拖鞋。
You know, how do I feel?
你知道我感觉怎么样吗
？I felt that I could be like that.
我感觉我很想像他那样子。
Sometimes we may look down on people because of the outward appearance.
有时候我们可能因为人家的穿着就轻看人。
And that's not what God wants us to do.
但是这并不是神要我们做的。
I'm not being critical of other people.
我并不想要批评人。
And then when we face criticism ourselves, we look up to God for mercy.
但是当我们自己面对批评的时候，我们要来到神面前寻求怜悯。
I don't say that I want to come to church because what people say hurt me.
不要说我不想来教会，因为教会的人讲话伤我。
The psalmist said, I need to come to look for God's mercy because what people say and the way how they treated me, I need God's mercy.
这里诗人他是说，我需要来到神面前寻求神的怜悯，因着人对我所说的话，对我的讥笑，我要来寻求怜悯。
Does it work?
有用吗？
Of course.
当然有。
It depends who you look up to.
那就要来看你是在寻求谁。
The psalmist look up to who?
诗人仰望的对象是谁呢
？The target that he looks up to is the one above.
他所仰望的对象是坐在天上的主。
I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven.
坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目。
He lifts up his eyes.
他举目仰望。
You know, when people talk back to us, often we look down. We are so sad. We are downcasted.
你知道，当人讥笑我们的时候，通常我们。就是会低头，我们是很难过的。
Is it possible to look up?
在这个时候，有可能可以举目仰望吗
？Yes, if you look up to the one above.
是的，如果你仰望的对象是坐在天上的主。
I like the translation in English.
我很喜欢这里英文的翻译。
God sits enthroned in heaven.
坐在天上的主。
He's the one in charge.
他是那位掌权者。
Well, no matter how down you are, you can look high up to God.
不管你有多沮丧、低落，你永远可以抬头仰望神。
When you don't feel good, you need to come to church and listen to God's word more.
当你感觉很不好的时候，你更需要来到教会听神的话语。
Do you know the song "Turn Your Eye Upon Jesus"?
大家都知道这首诗歌吗？转眼仰望耶稣。
That's one of the first hymn I learned as a Christian.
这是我成为基督徒以后学到的第一首诗歌。
I remember 1975.
我记得1975年的时候。
I was at a Billy Graham crusade.
我在Billy Graham 的布道会里。
And there was this wonderful baritone singer singing "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
在那里有一个。很棒的 男低音唱了这首诗歌。
Do you know the story behind?
你知道这首诗歌背后的故事吗
？It was written by a person called Helen Neville.
这是一位叫海伦尼莫的人写的诗歌。
She was very successful being a songwriter.
她是一个很有名的诗歌写作者。
But she was also a faithful follower of the Christian faith.
她也是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
So, she eventually came to America from England.
她从英国搬到美国来。
And then she was widely used even in the Moody Bible Institute.
她后来也在穆迪圣经学院执教。
And then a tragedy struck her.
结果有一件悲剧临到她。
She had a disease which resulted her being blind.
她得到一种病，最后致使她失明。
And her husband unable to cope with that reality.
她的丈夫没有办法接受这个事实。
How could I face the fact that my wife became blind?
她的丈夫想说，我没有办法面对一个看不见的太太。
And the husband left her.
她的丈夫就离开了她。
But then it helped her to turn herself more completely to God.
但是这个事情却让这个李默完全的转向神。
She wrote about 500 hymns.
她写了大约有500首的诗歌。
Lyrics and music.
歌词跟音乐都是她自己做的。
And one of the hymns she wrote was "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
其中一首就是"转眼仰望耶稣"。
Do you know this hymn this hymn was written by a blind person?
你知道这首诗歌是由一个失明的人所写的吗？
So when you listen to her words,
所以当你听她所写的 字语的时候，
Also are you weary and troubled?
请问你是否困倦烦恼？
No light in the darkness you see.
全无光明黑暗满布。
That's light for a look at the Savior.
只一仰望主就得光明
and life more abundant and free.
生命更自由丰富
Pay attention, what did a blind person say?
请注意一个盲人他所说的话
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣
Look full to his wonderful face.
定睛在他奇妙慈容
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
世上事必然显为虚空
In the light of his glory and grace.
在救主荣耀恩典大光中
the psalmist was really troubled by what, the way how people treated him.
诗人因着人对他的态度非常的低落
But he looked up to God.
但是他却在这时候举目仰望神
The one enthroned in heaven.
那位坐在天上的主
And the one who is always in charge.
那位永远掌权的主。
And the third question that we are going to answer today.
我们今天要来回答的第三个问题是
What is a psalmist's attitude in looking up?
什么是诗人仰望的态度？
Yes, when things are difficult.
是当事情落在一个困难的当中。
You know, yes, God is up on high.
我们知道神高高的坐在天上。
When we are waiting for answers.
可是当我们在等待神的回应时。
In a fast food.Society, we want everything quick.
在今天这个速食的社会里面，我们什么东西都需要快。
It's important to have an attitude.
但是一个仰望的态度是很重要的。
You know, when you face difficult time,
当你面对困难的时间事情的时候
，we need to wait.
我们需要等候。
And the secret of wait are two words.
等候的秘密是三个字，两个字。
Focus and patience.
专注。和耐心
Psalm 103 verse 2
诗篇123篇第二节跟第一节跟第二节
Only verse 2 yeah.
第二节
As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master As the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress So our eyes look to the Lord our God Till he shows us his mercy
看啊仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手使女的眼睛怎样望主母的手我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神直到他怜悯我们、
The special word it say is look up to the hand of the master
这里有一句特别的话是说望主人的手、
We need to know the culture
我们需要知道这个文化背景、
In the Jewish society
在犹太人的社会里
The servant or the, servant maid always look not to the face of the master or mistress.
仆人或是使女，他们在等候要服侍的时候，他们看着不是主人的脸。
They look at one particular part of the body.
他们看着他们身上一个特别的部分。
The hand of the master or the mistress.
就是他们主人或主母的手。
And the master or mistress will.Instruct the person what to do.
那主人或主母会用手来示意，告诉他们要做什么。
So what do the servant and the servant maid need to do?
所以仆人跟使女他们怎么需要怎么做呢
？The first thing is they need to be very focused.
第一件事情就是他们必须要一个专注的眼。
You know when we are in trouble times, we need to be very focused.
你知道当我们在患难中的时候，我们需要非常的专注。
Part of my ministry in being a pastor is to do counseling.
我作为一位牧师，服侍的一部分就是要来辅导人。
When you talk to a person who is in trouble,
当你跟一个在患难中的人谈话的时候
what they say all over the place.
他们所说的什么，他们会说很多事情。
The order of events get confused.
然后他们常常把事情都混淆在一起。
He or she keep on repeating things.
他们可能一直重复一样的东西。
You know, one key thing that people lose when they are in trouble is their focus.
你知道，当人在患难当中，他们失去的 一样东西就是专注。
Or you can say that they easily sidetrack.
你也可以说他们很容易被分心。
And one thing you need to do when you're confused, you need to be very focused.
当你在一个很混乱的情形当中，你所需要做的一件事情就是要专注。
And not only being focused on what the problem is.
并不是专注在你的问题上面。
And also being very focused, what is the solution?
而是专注在解决问题上面。
Very often when people are confused, the key response is, I don't know what to do, right?
通常很混乱的人，他们都会说，我不知道怎么办。
You need to be very focused about solving the problem. You also need to know the source where you can solve the problem.
你必须要专注在怎么样来解决这个问题，以及专注在谁有这个能力来帮助你解决问题。
And besides being focused, the second thing when you're being confused, you need to be very patient.
当你很混乱的时候，第二件事情你需要的就是有忍耐的心。
All road lead to Rome.
条条大路通罗马。
But Rome is not built in one day.
但是罗马并不是一天造成的。
So when you are in trouble,
所以当你遇到问题的时候，
when you're confused,
当你很混乱的时候，
you are very focused,
你需要专注。
But you need to be enduring.
你也需要忍耐。
You need to be patient.
你需要耐心。
You need to be humble before the Lord and wait for His actions.
你需要在主面前谦卑下来，等候他的行动。
To realize a problem is one thing.
我们知道问题在一个地方吗？
But being humble to accept a solution is another thing.
而我们要能够谦卑来等候。这个解决是另外一件事情。
I realize it's very important. You say a servant and a servant maid looking to the master and the mistress.
我发现这里讲到仆人跟使女，他们望着主人的手。
They are humble.
他们是谦卑的。
They look up to the instruction from the Lord.
他们是仰望主的指示。
For a brother and sister in church to come to you is one thing.
让弟兄姐妹能够来到你。面前是一件事。
When they told you about the problem between him and his wife, or between her and her husband,
当弟兄姐妹告诉你他夫妻之间的问题的时候，
or the problem between parents and the children,
或是他们父母子女的问题的时候，
for them to bring to you a problem is one thing.
他们愿意把问题带到你面前是一件事。
For them to be willing to accept the solution is another thing, right?
但是他们愿意从你那里来得到一个解决问题的。方案，那是另外一件问题。
Yes, the psalmist faced problems.
是的，诗人遇到问题。
The psalmist wants a solution.
诗人希望能够有解决。
But you need to be humble to follow the instructions.
但是你要能够谦卑，愿意来遵从教诲。
When a problem came to the church with problems,
当教会有问题的时候，
you need to be focused.
我们要专注。
You need to be patient.
我们要忍耐。
At the same time, you need to be humble before the Lord.
同时我们在神面前谦卑。
You know, till he show us his mercy, that's patience.
这里讲到直到他怜悯我们，这是讲到忍耐。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
You know, there's a church in Austin, Texas.
在德州奥斯丁有一个教会。
There's a church called Westlake Hills Presbyterian Church.
那个教会叫做西湖山。
The church has grown.
这个教会一直在增长。
So they bought a big piece of land.
所以他们买了一块很大的土地。
And they built a bigger church.
他们盖了一个更大的教堂。
But then when they enter the sanctuary,
但是在他们进入大堂之前，
they decide to put something.
他们决定要放一个牌子。
They want people to have that kind of attitude when they enter the church.
他们要人们有这样的一种态度，当他们进入那个圣殿的时候。
The entrance of the church say,Servant's entrance. Have you ever seen a church with that kind of thing before?
这个教会的入口处放了这样一个牌子，说是仆人入口处。
I can tell you, even though I, for the last 40 years in the church,
我可以告诉你，在过去四十年我在教会中，
if every brother and sister entered the church as servants, there would not be any conflict or quarrels. Amen.
如果弟兄姐妹进入教会都是带的是仆人的身份进入的话，教会不会有任何的争论。
Not only to people, but also to God.
不是对着人而已，也是对着神。
When we are in trouble, we need to come to the Lord with humility.
当我们落在患难当中，我们要存着谦卑来到神面前。
We need to be patient.
我们需要忍耐。
You know, sometimes we need to be pushy.
你知道，有时候我们是需要推一下。
In prayer, we need to be pushy.
我们在祷告事上需要推。
其实需要勉强。
需要勉强。
So, how do we pray?
我们要怎么祷告呢？
We need to be pushy.
我们要被强迫。
It's a word for pray until something happens.
这几个字放在英文里面，它的意思就是说，祷告直到事情成就。
Do you agree that God always answers prayers?
你同意神永远都回应我们祷告吗？
He always answers.
他永远都是回应的。
Not necessarily in the way that we like.
但不一定是照着我们喜欢的方式。
Sometimes you pray and then God gives you an answer.
有时候你祷告，那神给你一个答案。
And He gives you a red light.
他给你一个红灯。
And the red light means no.
这个红灯的意思就是不。
And then sometimes He gives you a green light.
有时候神给你一个绿灯。
And then it means you can go.
这个意思就是说你可以继续。
And sometimes God gives you a yellow light.
有时候神给你一个黄灯。
It tells you to grow.
他告诉你要成长。
So it can be red, it can be yellow, it can be green.
所以它可能是红灯，可能是蓝黄灯，可能是绿灯。
I always find out that when you pray, there may be three results.
我常常发现，当我们祷告的时候，都会有三个结果。
You need to be pushy until one of these three happens.
我们要不断的强迫自己祷告，直到这些事情发生。
It can be no.
它可能是不行。
So.God not only prayer not only change things.
所以祷告不只是改变事情。
God prayer also change me.
祷告也是改变我自己。
It can be no.
那可能是不行。
The thing we like is go. Is go. Is go. What happened? It's okay. It's scared me.It's a goal.
我们所喜欢的是能够继续前行。
It can be yellow light and it can grow.
但是它可能是黄灯。
So I one thing I treasure very much is, and I him remind us what a friend we have in Jesus.
我很宝贵的一首诗歌，很喜欢的是这首诗歌叫《耶稣恩友》。
You know the person that wrote this song went through very tragic things.
你知道写这首诗歌的作者，他经历了很多的悲剧。
Especially whoever engaged to him always died in a short period of time.
特别是跟他有婚约的人都在很短的时间内过世了。
In the beginning, he was in the UK.
一开始他是在英国。
And then the night before he got married, his fiancée drowned.
在他结婚的前一天，他的未婚妻溺死了。
So, to have a new start, he moved to Canada.
为了有一个新的开始，他搬到了加拿大。
And then he fell in love again.
在那里，他又落入了爱河。
And just week before they got married,
就在他要结婚的前一周，
she grew very sick, and shortly after, she died.
他的未婚妻又得了病，得病不久后就过世了。
From that time on, he decided not to get married again.
在那之后，他决定不再结婚了。
And then one day he came and he wrote his experiences in a very special song.
一天，他把他自己一生的经历写成一首诗歌。
You know, for a person whose fiancée, two fiancées died, what would he say?
你想一个人，他经历了两个未婚妻都过世，他会说什么呢？
Joseph Griffin.
这位约瑟。史克里温
He said, "What a friend we have in Jesus."
他说，耶稣是我至好朋友。
All our sins and griefs to bear.
担当我罪与忧愁。
And what a privilege to carry.
何等权力能将万事。
Everything to God in prayer.
带到主恩宝座前去。
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
多少平安屡屡失去。
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
多少痛苦白白受。
All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
皆因未将各样事情带到主恩座前求。
Today you may not be in a good mood.
今天或许你不是带着一个好心情。
You may be in trouble in a relationship with other people.
你或许在跟人的关系当中有问题。
People may say something that hurt you so much you don't want to come to church.
可能有人对你讲一些话伤了你，让你不想来到教会。
That's the time you really need to come to God and seek His mercy.
这真的是你需要来到神的面前寻求他怜悯的时间。
Like the psalmist, you may face contempt and ridicule.
在这个诗篇里面讲到说我们会被藐视讥笑。
And also endure no end. You get fed up, I have enough.
我们会被藐视讥笑到一个极处。
You seek God's mercy.
我们来求神的怜悯。
When we seek God's mercy, we know the one that we seek mercy from is the one high above.
当我们来求怜悯的时候，我们知道我们所仰望的对象是坐在天上的主。
When you feel down, you need to look up, lift your eyes.
当你感觉很沮丧的时候，你需要仰望神。
To the one enthroned in heaven.
你要举目仰望那位在天上的神。
One attitude is very important when we seek God's mercy.
当我们来仰望神的时候，有一个态度是很重要的。
May God help us to be focused.
愿神帮助我们能够专注。
May God help us to be patient.
愿神帮助我们能够忍耐。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。主，我们感谢你今天的信息，让我们知道我们一生不一定是平顺的，我们一生不一定是充满各样的荣耀，但是我们的一生是能够有帮助，我们的一生是能够有盼望，因为我们有一位坐在天上宝座的神，他统管万有，并且他从远处知道我们一切的心思意念，他也深深知道我们一切的需要。主，我们谢谢你再次提醒我们，主，或许在这个世上，或许在教会的侍奉，在我们信仰的成长过程当中，甚至在今天美国这个个人主义的社会里面，我们的信仰可能会带来许多的讥笑，许多的谩骂，或是不平的待遇。主，让我们知道在这个时候我们不是没有盼望的人，我们也不是一个劣等的人，我们乃是天上的王的儿女，我们能够来到你的面前来寻求仰望你。主，也帮助我们在等候你的帮助的时候，我们能够耐心，也能够专心的来等候仰望你，有信心的相信我们的神知道一切，我们的神必为我们伸冤，我们的神必做我们的帮助，并且要赐我们力量来走前面的道路，不只能够走得有能力，我们更能够来在我们所走的生命道路上面荣耀主，祝福人。求主你带领我们领受今天的话语，真是成为我们随时的帮助。我们这样祷告感谢祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
I want to share a little bit of my personal experience.
我想跟大家分享一些我个人的经历。
As many of you know that I have been quite sick.
大家都知道我生病了一段时间。
I don't go to a hospital very often. I hardly went to the hospital.
我很少去医院的。
Then going to the ER twice in one month is scary.
而在一个月里面去医院两次，那是很吓人的。
At one time, I thought I was blind.
有一段时间我甚至以为我会失明。
And suddenly I cannot read. I cannot even read my sermon manuscript.
因为突然我发现我没有办法看，特别是我自己的讲章我都看不清楚。
And my medical doctor will not allow me to drive.
而我的医生不准我开车。
And for the first time since I come to East Coast, I have to say that I cannot come because I am sick.
当我在我搬来东岸之后，那是第一次我跟人说我不能来，因为我生病了。
I won't even tell people know that I cannot see well.
我甚至不想要人知道说我都看不清楚。
I thought I'm going to be blind.
我想我要失明了。
But thank God, I got my sunglasses. I got my glasses yesterday. I can see pretty well now.
感谢神，我昨天拿到一副新的眼镜，我现在可以看得很清楚。
Wow, but it's a scary 4 months. Very scary for 4 months.
这四个月来是很吓我的。
And one time, I thought I had a stroke.
其中有一次，我以为说我中风。
And suddenly, I cannot move my hand very well.
突然，我的手没有办法动得很好。
and my left leg couldn't work very well.
我的左脚也没有办法自由的动。
And I thought I'm going to be like that for the rest of my life.
我以为我可能在接下来的半生都要躺着的了。
So for a few months, it was pretty scary.
所以有几个月的时间，我真的是很害怕。
But God gave me the strength.
但神给我力量。
In the past, I don't even exercise once a month.
在过去，我不运动的一个月一次都没有。
The time that I exercise, maybe I go fishing with Chunming.
在我该运动的时候，我可能就是跟春明弟兄去钓鱼。
But then I exercise three times a day.
但现在我一天运动三次。
And I went to physical therapy.
然后我去做物理治疗。
And last week, I finished all my physical therapy.
上个礼拜我结束了所有的物理治疗。
At one time, for a month, I was walking with a cane.
甚至有一次。有一段时间，有一个月，我都要拿着拐杖走路。
The cane is still in my car, but I have not used it for 2 months now.
那个拐杖还在我的车里，但是我已经两个月不需要用它了。
The Lord is really good.
主真是很好。
I thought I couldn't survive without eating rice.
我以为我不吃饭我是不能活的。
You know, there's a saying in Chinese, you call somebody a rice bucket, 饭桶。
你知道我们中文有这样话说，饭桶。
I can live just on rice and soy sauce.
我可以只是饭加酱油这样吃。
I'm happy. I'm very easy to look after.
这样我就很开心了。
Not being able to eat white rice for a while is difficult.
但是不能吃白米饭是很困难的。
But then for 6 months, I only eat rice twice, but I'm doing well.
但是在过去的六个月当中，我只有吃过白饭两次，但是我还是挺好的。
And I'm glad that there are many alternatives for me to eat.
我很高兴还有很多方式我可以来用在我的饮食上。
I'm happy that I can still eat noodles.
我很高兴我还可以吃面。
I can eat bread.
我也可以吃面包。
There are many things I can eat.
还有很多东西是我可以吃的。
And now I can really taste the real taste of food.
现在我真的是可以去享受那些食物的味道。
And I'm happy that I can wear clothes that I have not been able to wear for 3 years.
我很高兴有一些衣服是我过去有三年都不能穿的。
Clothes that I'm going to give away to Salvation Army, I'm going to wear them again.
有一些我要把它捐给救世军的衣服，我现在都可以再穿了。
It's a long journey, but I'm thankful.
这是一个很长的旅程，但是我很感恩。
Thank you, for God helping me to focus and to be patient before Him.
我感谢神帮助我能够专注，还有在他面前有耐心。
To say God is enthroned in heaven, in another word, we can say something like this.
当我们说神是坐在天上的神，我们也可以这样说。
I can testify that God is really in charge. Amen.
我可以见证说神真是在掌权。
So I'm looking forward to, in the future that I still have life to serve Him.
我很期待在未来日子我能够继续来侍奉神。
Let's always seek God's mercy together.
让我们一直来寻求神的怜悯。
And thank you for praying for me always.
感谢弟兄姐妹为我的祷告。